thought you found a friend to take you out of this place.
Live from the Broughton Cabinet Studio, it's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag. It's a beautiful
day. Hour 3 of the Need to Know Morning Show here on Thursday, September 24th. Good to have you along for the ride. And this hour of the program is brought to you in part by Right at Home Healthcare. What do we do with mom or dad? A lot of people are asking that question right now. Can we keep them at home among their familiar surroundings? Can we keep them safe? Can we keep them protected? Can we keep them feeling comfortable? Well, the team from Right at Home can help answer all those challenging questions. From the moment you call, they work with you to understand your family's needs and situation. They'll listen to your concerns, the right services when and where you need them. For many people, their in-home senior care is a great solution for maintaining a healthy lifestyle, loving relationships, and they'll customize care plans to give you peace of mind. Find out more about them by going online to rightathome.net/Fargo, rightathome.net/Fargo. It's 8:07 and time for us to head to the great outdoors. Our good buddy Steve Carney here, Flag Outdoors expert, giving us a look at what's happening with the world of hunting and fishing and all those good things outside. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I am wonderful. Hello, guys. I've got a little bow hunting hangover this morning.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Right.
Did you fall out of the stand or what?
Well, I had a very interesting tracking job last night. I was able to tag a really nice doe last night, and it was about a two-hour tracking job and about an hour drag, and got home about 10 o'clock. A little sore today, but very happy, very full of adrenaline after a wonderful evening. And I just feel so grateful to get that one down right away at the beginning of the season. So it's all good.
Nicely done, sir.
Thank you. It was quite an evening last night. It was, you know, very calm, very quiet, and all of a sudden it started to drizzle, and you know what that means in the bow hunting world. That's when the deer start popping out and showing themselves, and they were all over the place when that drizzle started. They love that. I think the reasoning is a lot of their predators have kind of buttoned up and in cover, and they feel a little bit more confident, you know, going out in the daylight. So it just all, you know, clicked. It all worked last night. Sometimes in bow hunting, you know, it works perfectly well. Sometimes it doesn't, but very blessed and very fortunate.
So tell us about kind of taking back to the anatomy of the whole thing. How did you find your place? How did you stand up? How did everything come together as you kind of look back from the beginning of your preparations until you were able to take the kill?
Well, you know, I had stands up about 3-4 weeks ago, and as usual, the deer were coming in where I totally did not expect them to come in, and I had my, you know, always happens that way.
It does.
I had my shooting lanes, you know, cut in the proper areas, you know, weeks ago, and wouldn't you know, they all come from a completely different direction. So it just, you know, there's a lot of luck in bow hunting too. I had a small little window to shoot through, and but yeah, sometimes they can be so unpredictable and do things, you know, totally opposite of what you expect. And early in the week I had a big doe come in behind me, and I had a red squirrel trying to get down my tree, which is probably his tree. And I'm waving at it with my bow, trying to shoo them out of there. You know how noisy they are, and they start squawking and, you know, alert the whole woods. And, you know, I turn to the right, and there's the doe looking right at me. And she's stomping on the ground and woofing at me and definitely busted. But she walked right up to me and was very inquisitive. And it was a pretty cool experience. But these squirrels, I'm telling you, guys got to go in there and thin those out with a .22. They're so annoying. They alert the woods, but you know, what do you do? So that was kind of a cool experience. But, you know, as you know, in a bow stand, just about anything can happen. The critters probably don't like you there, and the blue jays let you know too as well, but it's all part of the process.
Yep, it sure is. Have numbers been good? I mean, typically from what you see year to year, have you been seeing a lot of targets out there?
Yeah, it's really good. I think there was a great reproductive year. A lot of these does have three fawns, and you know, I've seen a lot with two, so it looks, you know, really good. I think they wintered quite well. I'm switching gears a little bit and heading for ducks here in the next couple of days, and I'm a little worried about that part. Not seeing any woodies and teals sitting around. I think they probably migrated already. I'm a little leery how this early season is going to continue, but seeing some geese, but boy, when you don't see the woodies and teal at this time of the year, it can be kind of worrisome, but everybody will be out anyway, you know, this Saturday. You know, Saturdays are really a good day to be in the sloughs. A lot of duck hunters are out kicking birds around, and that can make a big difference, having them, you know, circulating and moving around, you know, versus a weekday. So I think, you know, we'll get some shots, but, you know, again, I'm looking more forward to the pheasant season, actually. I'm seeing a lot of birds out on the roads, and I think they had a great hatch and, you know, wintered quite well. So, as usual, you got, you know, good things happening and some stuff that's not, you know, quite where you want it to be. And walleye fishing this week just started getting good. I don't know if you guys have noticed the frogs are starting to cross the roads now, which is kind of an indication that good trolling bite starts now. They're crossing all over the place, I've noticed, in the last couple of days. And I picked up some walleyes this week. So it's all kind of starting at the same time. You know, it's a beautiful time of year. Everything is just happening. There's just so much stuff going on. So I'm far from bored, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Steve, one of the things you've talked about before is, you know, getting your decoy mix right when you're talking about duck hunting. And, you know, mixing in, you know, the right sizes, right colors. Give us some tips on that.
Well, you know, most people, I would say, you know, go get their dozen mailer decoys. They throw them out there, and that is about as phony as it can be. I mean, you look at a flock of ducks on the water, and they all have completely different sizes. There's little ones, medium ones, big ones. I like to mix my flock up. I like to mix a lot of little teal in there, and I put feeder decoys. So those are the tip decoys. It looks like they're feeding, so their little butts are sticking up, and they look like they're feeding. And any way that you can kind of improvise that decoy spread with different sizes, different styles, really makes a big difference. And I tell people, when they buy new decoys, take them out and put them in your backyard and let the sun go to work on them, let the rain go to work on them, and dull those decoys up. Because new decoys are shiny and bright, and ducks are not shiny and bright. You have to get those weathered and dark, and that really makes a big difference too. So mix up those decoys, throw a few geese in there too. If you notice, you know, we've got a lot of geese in the last 10 years, and they're getting to be more common. And, you know, throw 4 or 5 geese on the side, and, you know, that can make a big difference too, especially for ducks.
Mm-hmm. Good advice. Well, Steve's always got good things to share with us, not just here on the radio, but you can catch his outdoors angle report on our website, am1100theflag.com, talking a little more there about some early season waterfowl tips. So that's going on too. You hear Steve's Outdoor Minutes every Friday here on AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG as well. So all kinds of good stuff coming your way from Steve. The podcast is on our website too at am1100theflag.com. So all kinds of good stuff from Steve, who's doing a lot of different stuff, obviously, as the fall goes on. So
yep. Steve,
check him out there.
By the way, Alex earlier commented that she thinks bow hunting would be fun, and I told her it is. It's really fun, and you get to sit and be in the woods right up until you get one and you have to track it. That'd be the
that's the hard part.
That's why the hangover part going.
Tracking is really fun. I mean, once you get into it, you sort of get into this little zone, and you got your flashlight, and you're just following, and it's really quite exciting. And you don't want to have to track them any more than you have to. Sometimes they're short, sometimes they're long, but once you get into it, you really get very adrenalized. It's really fun, and it's good to have a buddy with you too. And I had one last night; otherwise, I couldn't have, you know, dragged it out. As it was just, you know, I'm not 25 anymore.
Yeah.
So,
can I have a glass of wine while I'm tracking?
Oh,
in a sippy cup.
You got to have your wits about you, Alex.
Well, again, I mean, said one. I didn't say a bottle.
Oh, no, this is serious stuff.
Okay.
You got to be on your game, and you got to concentrate.
All
so you
right.
have a glass of wine after you find your deer.
Okay, that's how we'll do it.
Yeah,
then.
That's how you do it. You got time for a question?
Or three.
Quick question for Steve? First, Steve from
yeah, real
Steve.
Quick.
Yeah. Steve's everywhere you look. All right, Steve, go for Steve.
Go ahead.
Steve, you there?
I am certainly here.
The other Steve.
The other Steve is gone.
Lost him. All right, we lost him. Okay. From Steve, then.
All right, maybe we'll do that next time around. Okay, Mr. Carney.
Maybe I owe him money.
Yeah.
You
never know. Mr. Carney, have a great weekend. Thanks for the visit, as always, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Steve Carney Outdoors every Thursday here on AM 1100, The Flag. All right, short break for us. We got a student athlete of the day to tell you about. And we also are going to find out what's going on over at Comfort King, one of the great local businesses in town, checking in on how things have been there. How's the business been through all the COVID stuff? And maybe people are buying beds because they're at home a little more. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out. You need comfort.
There you go. We'll find out coming up next.
We get to hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays.
All around the Red River Valley, there are student athletes that go above and beyond making plays for their teams by also setting the bar in the classroom. AM 1100 The Flag would like to take a couple minutes each day to recognize these amazing student athletes in our community.
Today's student athlete of the day comes from Oak Grove. His name is Cody Card, and he is a junior on both the football and basketball teams for the Grovers. Cody is also a team captain who starts at running back and linebacker. He sets a great example for his peers by excelling in the classroom as well. Cody had 90 yards rushing with two touchdowns, and he added an interception on the defensive end at their homecoming game last Friday night against Thompson. The Grovers will host Hatton Northwood on Friday night. Congratulations to our student athlete of the day, Cody Card.
If you know someone who should be recognized as a student athlete of the day at your high school, contact myself, James McCarty, at james.mccarty@flagfamily.com. That's JAMES.MCCARTY@flagfamily.com.
8:20 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. We're going to get some sun today. A little foggy out there right now, but we're going up to 75. The low 59 and light winds. Going to be a perfect day. Tomorrow, a slight chance of rain and a little warmer. 76 for the high. Saturday, a 30% chance of rain and 71. It's going to change on Sunday. We're going to be at 64. And by middle of the week next week, we're going to be in the 50s for the high.
Oh.
Yeah. Right now, we're creeping up a bit. We're at 49.
Okay. So enjoy it while we
enjoy
got
enjoy the weekend. That's the bottom line.
That's pretty much it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, Kevin, we're kind of transitioning from boat beer season to, I don't know, maybe wines and whiskeys as far as some of the weekend fun, and the gang at Bottle Barn can take care of us no matter what we want to do on that.
Well, you know, and for us, it's kind of hunting season, and I got to admit, I like Old Style. Old Style's one of my go-tos, so I went traditional this week because we talked boat beers and we had some craft beers, and I was talking to Joel. I'm like, let's go traditional. Give me a 12-y of Old Style.
Old Style.
Old Style, buddy.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, you might want to rediscover it.
Okay.
All the mainstreams always all the time. I grabbed a 12er of Old Style. That's kind of what our go-to when we go duck hunting, because we're planning a trip here in the next about 3 weeks out to Eccleston. So when we get the campers out there and we get around the Quonset and stuff, and then Old Style's a beer choice for me and a couple cousins.
Keep it classic.
Yeah, keeps it classic. But not to, you know, that's not to say that Bottle Barn doesn't have you covered for any craft beer you're looking for. I saw they have another spicy Bloody Mary pre-made one that I might give a shot to next week.
That's good for in the morning.
Yeah.
I like it.
Exactly. And, of course, if you go to the South University spot there, they've got a great selection of CBD products. And they do have a little humidor on South University.
Excellent.
So there is a small selection.
Yep.
Not nearly the humidor they have on Veterans Boulevard.
Good stuff over there, too.
Yeah. But you can get it, get the cigar there on South University or on Veterans Boulevard. And, of course, check out everything. Wines, great selection of,
they're the wine experts.
Second to none for
Tell
wine.
Tell them what you're looking for, and they'll help you out with that.
They've
Not
got
a
it.
Problem.
Bottlebarnliquors.com.
Okay, good stuff. 8:22 here on the Need to Know Morning Show. Pleased to have in studio this morning Travis Young. And Travis is the general manager at Comfort King. And we wanted Travis to come by to say thanks for helping make that great grocery giveaway happen. We're going to this afternoon give away $2,000 in free groceries to Francis Bins from West Fargo. And because of our great sponsors like Travis and the gang at Comfort King, we're able to do some really cool things for people that, we could all use a hand with the grocery expenses once in a while. So, Travis, thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so how are things over at Comfort King these days? What's going on?
Busy. It's it's a good time of year for us. But, you know, it's always a good time of year to buy a mattress.
So. Yeah, there you go.
Whenever you need one, it's a good time.
Right, right. Yeah,
you don't
exactly.
want to argue when
no
it's
bad
time,
time
to do that. No. Yep. And you were telling me the businesses all together, you know, other than kind of that first few weeks when COVID hit, business has been pretty good.
You know, it really has been. You know, we saw, you know, kind of what we're seeing from our customers. It seems like people are really spending, you know, their money on their homes and things in their homes like their mattresses. So we're blessed. We're very thankful because, you know, we realize a lot of people aren't in that same position as we are. But yeah, business has been great.
Yeah. Well, thanks a ton for jumping in on the Great Groceries giveaway with us. It's been really fun to talk about Comfort King and let people know that you guys are trying to do something good in the community too and give away some groceries. So thanks for being part of this. It's been really a treat.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for, you know, including us,
you
know.
You got it.
Certainly that's, you know, kind of what we're all about is, you know, we want to be ingrained in this community and, you know, Fargo's been really, really good to us, and it's just our way of giving back a little bit.
Love it, yeah. And we had a ton of fun with that contest, and be able to give somebody $2,000 worth of gift cards at Hornbacher should be a real treat here this afternoon, so it'll be a good time there. Tell us about Comfort King and the story. I know you got a location in Sioux Falls. You got one here in town, too. How long ago did it start? How long you guys have been doing what you're doing?
Yeah, we started up 25 years ago. Sioux Falls was first. Fargo followed about a year and a half later. And, you know, the whole mission behind it was we knew we could do something different. We knew we could do something better. You know, there's an awful lot of places that sell mattresses. And, you know, if a new furniture store opened up tomorrow, they're really still just going to sell the same stuff every other furniture store sells.
Right.
We knew we could do something different. We knew we could build a higher quality product. And by building them right in our factory, we could provide service that other places couldn't provide. So, you know, it's a very unique experience.
How about – I got a question for you, Travis. Right, about – and I've always loved how when I see your ads and like when Chris and Randy started this thing, I was actually in Sioux Falls when that got going. And I always – and with all the onslaught of these memory or these foam ones and these new supposed – I just like that we go back to solid design. – You got to have some springs in a mattress,
right.
Or they just don't last.
Absolutely.
And honestly, yeah. We are shopping for a mattress, and I'm down to two over at Comfort King.
One, you're down to one.
I'm down to two choices.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. No, you're absolutely right. You know, that's one of the biggest trends in the industry today, and there's been trends throughout the years. You know, we had the water beds, air beds. Now it's the all foam thing, and Our look on it is the all foam thing is really the worst trend there's ever been, because what wears out in a mattress is foam. You're taking out the coil, which is the most durable part of the bed. You're taking out your support, your strength, your durability, and you're replacing it with more foam, which, you know, you're creating a product that's just not going to last as long.
Yeah.
And, I knew it.
You are correct. Yes. Yeah. You know, we say that to people all the time. You know, we get people in and they say, you know, well, we're looking at some of these online foam beds. You know, what can you tell us about them? And I mean, it's quite simple. You know, what do you feel is stronger, foam or steel? You know, in what possible industry would anybody try to convince somebody that foam is better than steel, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you see a commercial for you know, a Ford truck or something like that. I mean, what would be your reaction if they talked about how they're building it out of foam now?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What about air? That's another...
Well, same thing. You're replacing the coil system, which is the most durable part of the bed. Like, if we look at a bed that's 10, 12, 15 years old, those coils are, like, brand new in there. So you're taking out, in essence, the part that doesn't wear out, and you're replacing it with stuff that does. You know, so coil system is paramount of what we do. We will not build a bed without a coil. As a matter of fact, a lot of our beds have more than one coil system. The idea is we're looking to get foam out of beds. So there's a lot of different types of cushioning layers that we're using in our mattresses that other places don't.
Can you customize beds for couples, say, like one person likes it hard, the other soft, or whatever, to different sides of the bed? You can make everybody happy?
Absolutely. Not only when we build it, we can build it to your specifications. I mean, we have 17 different models, so we can build it to whatever your specifications are at the time, but we can actually make changes to it later. And that's a big key, is if a year later, or two, three, four, 5 years down the road, you're not comfortable, or maybe you are, but your partner's mm-hmm. not, we can tweak the bed to suit your needs. That's a huge part of, you know, what we do.
Wow. Yeah. Most people have to get a new bed at that point. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Yep, there you go. And you can find them over at 45th Street and 23rd Avenue South, Gumford King Mattress Factory. Made in America, made right here. And you got to love that. Travis, thanks for coming by today. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, it's 8:28 here, Need to Know More Show. Got to finish up, Alex, with a little good news. You got a story we got to hear before we say goodbye to the people today.
We are going to have time for that. I can't wait. This is really cool. It happened over at Slumberland. An employee helped save a customer's life. Her name is Brianna Norman, and she takes sales calls at Slumberland in West Fargo. And there was a phone call with a delivery going on, and she noticed the woman on the phone sounded frustrated and confused, and she wasn't really sure what she was talking about. And she just thought something seemed off with her. So she asked the woman if she's fine. She's like, yeah, I'm okay. But she trusted her gut, the sales gal did. And she called 911 and told them the situation. They went and checked out the woman's house, and here she was having a stroke. Mm. So happy ending. They got there in time, and then the next day her son called and said, hey, thanks for going the extra mile. We really appreciate it.
Very cool.
So it's a great story. If something's not right,
that's the thing.
Check into
it. If you hear somebody that just doesn't sound right, many times it could be something going on.
Yeah, she was home alone, so it probably wouldn't have had a good outcome had she not been on the phone with this gal.
Very good
great
stuff
job
there. All right, that'll do it for our program today. Stay tuned for the Scott Hennon What's on Your Mind radio show coming up next. He's got lots of good things to talk about today. Phone lines will be open as well. You can always send an email to us, studio@flagfamily.com. That's the True IT inbox. True IT will save you time, money, and expand your profit potential. That's the good folks over at True IT. All right, coming up tomorrow, it's Friday, so Jeff Fry is going to talk some football with us tomorrow, too. By the way, Jesse Johnner called back in and said, Steve, I can confirm with you that guy that they were talking about that broke into the house and got the shotgun butt in his face. He is still in custody. So all those rumors that he's been released,
fake
there's
news.
Nothing to it.
Fake news.
So there you go. Now you know. All right, have a good day, folks. Scotty's next.